It's a common problem in Wisconsin, explained State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. The spiral starts in high school with seemingly innocent marijuana use and then prescription drugs and eventually to the readily available, relatively inexpensive heroin.
Everyone has known for years now we've had a prescription drug abuse epidemic, but as prescription drug access has fallen off, we've had more people who have become addicted to prescription opiates who are now turning to less expensive, easier to access, and often purer heroin.
Van Hollen says if prescription drugs are made less accessible to young adults, there will be less heroin abuse down the road. State officials are promoting the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day across the nation with approximately 200 locations throughout Wisconsin.
People have an opportunity to very, very simply clean out their medicine cabinets, help protect the environment, and help keep getting young people from becoming addicted to prescription drugs and or heroin, all with one simple act.
More Americans abused prescription drugs than the number of those using cocaine, heroin, hallucinogens, and inhalants combined, says Van Hollen, and a majority of those abused medications come from family, friends, and even household medicine cabinets. DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp touts the environmental benefits. Last year at this time, Wisconsinites dropped off nearly 23 tons worth of prescription drugs.
When everybody gets together and does the right thing, I mean, imagine if all of that was going into our water system. So those are the kinds of things that it's really important to get the message out, how important it is to educate people on doing things the right way. I mean, a little bit makes a big difference, just like we've seen in recycling. This is the same kind of idea, only I think with even bigger potential health impacts.
These take-back events help to ensure drugs are disposed of properly, Stepp explains, rather than being flushed down the toilet or tossed in a landfill, which can threaten the quality of air, surface and groundwaters, as well as the fish and wildlife. But what happens to all those pills?
They're actually incinerated at a facility designed for that. Very high temperatures with all the correct advanced air pollution controls on them. Some of the medicines that might have mercury in them, like vaccines, for example, those are handled as hazardous waste.
The service is free and anonymous. Wisconsin is among the top five states for total amount of drugs collected. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.